Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, we get you to the baseball. Two day games yesterday. The Mets started later than the Yankees, so we'll pick it up at Citi Field where Pete Alonso continues to do Pete Alonso things.
0-1. Swinging a line drive left center field. Oh, that's big trouble. Down and rolling all the way to the wall. Acuna's in. Senger is in. Soto right behind him. He scores standing up. Three-run double, Pete Alonso. What a swing for the polar bear to the gap to make him pay for the intentional walk.
Which they did and gave to Juan Soto right before him to load the bases. Keith Ratt on Mets Odyssey Radio made it 9-5.
Jerry, you know what I call 10-5. That? You know what I call that, Jerry?
What do you call that?
That's the Juan Soto effect.
The Juan Soto. I like that.
Yes. And, the Juan Soto effect. And nobody is benefiting more from the Juan Soto effect than the polar bear himself, which is that you couldn't have written a better script for Pete Alonso and the New York Mets batting order than what we have witnessed in this winning streak.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't scored a ton of runs, but it seems like when they do, it's always because of that combination, and Pete Alonso is
been great
reaping the benefits. Gary was all over this, rightfully so. What they did there made no sense.
Nope.
What the Marlins did, first of all, it'd be Pete's red hot, you know that. But then, you know, you load the bases to play for the double play, and then you brought the infield in.
And this manager came from the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, but there is no analytics that I've ever seen where that makes sense. Does it?
The only way it makes sense to me, especially, and then you talk about the outfield being drawn in,
yeah,
would be if it was the ninth inning. And you can't make a catch and throw the guy out at home, so you're playing up hoping for... Other than that, I don't know what they were doing. You got a slow runner. Middle infield should be back. Even before that, when Lindor came up, and they got the first baseman like he's Keith Hernandez crawling up. The guy's going to get killed with a line drive.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is that last year, in a situation like this, Pete Alonso would have grounded into a double play.
Yeah.
You know, that is, like, the biggest difference. Like, at the beginning of this year... is that, you know, Pete obviously has a lot to play for, but he also had a lot to play for last year. But the difference, I would say, now is Juan Soto's in the lineup, and he is reaping the benefits of it, and hopefully this continues.
Here was Alonso on SNY after the game. Any extra motivation after they walked Soto to get to you?
No, I mean, I just wanted to get a pitch to hit, and thankfully I got one where I was looking, and I was able to capitalize.
And he did, for sure. He drove in. He actually had a couple of doubles and drove in four. It wasn't just that bases-clearing double. Francisco Lindor did homer. Brandon Nimmo a two-run double. Starling Marte a two-run single. Here was Soto, why Alonso's been so good to start.
I think he's been taking really good at-bats. He's been taking his walks and everything. He's not trying to be the hero. He's really settled down. He's when the moment's needed, whenever he get a pitch, he try to drive it. If not, he's taking his walk. So I think that's a really good thing.
That's a good explanation.
Very
that's
much perfect. So. Mets now 8-3 and leading the NL East as they have won 6 straight games. You got Tyler McGill and Max Meyer today on Mets Odyssey Radio at 110 with pregame coverage at 12:30.
Did you see some of the photos of the people sitting in the stands yesterday?
I did.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for those people. There are a couple people just sitting there, like, looking up in the air, like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, well,
they could have left.
Exactly.
They like them some baseball, though, Jerry.
That's exactly
free hot
right.
chocolate from Steve Gelbs.
I did see that. Very cool. Yankees were, aside from their top three batters, and I think it was Goldschmidt, Rice, and Judge, they were a complete zero, like 0-20, and they got shut out by Skubal. They lost 5-0. Here was Dave Sims. Things unraveled quickly. It was 1-0 Detroit, and then all of a sudden, in the fourth inning, it was home run ball.
1-1 here to Dingler, right-handed. And he drives one deep left field. Going back and looking up as Dominguez. That ball's gone.
Yes, it is.
Very
Dave
no.
Sims,
things, I'm a fan. Things hit the skids here for the Yanks, huh?
They had Torkelson, McKinstry, and Dingler.
Dingler
with 3 home runs, all in the fourth inning, made it 4-0.
Torkelson, McKinstry, and Dingler. PoliceRightToSue.com.
Torkelson, and Dinger.
Here was Carlos Carrasco. He gave up all those home runs. What was the issue?
Come in, I just missed a couple of spots right there. I think the more important, just when you had your come in, is. Everything's completely different, but I missed a couple spots right then, and
yes,
I got hurt.
Yes, he did. And now it's 3 straight losses for the Yankees, and 3 straight games where really they have not hit because Haney got them pretty good on Sunday. I know they tied the game late, but they were pretty quiet, and they've been quiet in these 2 games. And then today you get, I know it's Jack Flaherty against Max Fried. I think this game's on 6:60 a.m. again at 1:10.
By the way, these 2 guys were teammates in high school.
Yeah, kind of cool. We were talking about that before. Very cool.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
The Yankees now 6-5, Tigers 7-4. And then one other thing from baseball, only because two Yankees involved here, two former Yankees, I should say, as the A's got their first win in Sacramento. Listen to these names.
Urshela hits one down the left field line. That's trouble. And it's by Iglesias and going to the wall. Scoring is on Duhar. Wilson around third. They're going to wave him. The throw to the plate going to be close. The dive safe at the plate.
Yep. So they actually got, the A's got their first win in Sacramento as they beat the Padres last night. Miguel Andujar and Gio Urshela connecting. Remember him, the happy fella, connecting for that play anyhow. But yeah, first time they've won in their minor league stadium there in Sacramento. All right. What else do we got here?
After today's game against the Marlins, the Mets go to Sacramento. So how many articles are we going to get about how crappy the whole situation is, where the press sits, the fact that they have this shed in the outfield where they do the press conferences? Get ready for it because it's coming.
Yeah. I mean, you get those surly beat writers who don't like being jammed in a minor league park.
They want their free hot dogs.
Exactly.
You know how they are.
They're looking for comfort.
They're looking for comfort, no doubt. And my hockey stuff has seemingly disappeared, but I will tell you, I don't know where it went, but I will tell you, the Islanders were leading last night 6-4, and then all of a sudden they found themselves tied up.
53 seconds to go. Islanders trying to hang on to a 6-5 lead. Into the corner, Michael Bunting played around the net. Philip Forsberg sends it to the back. Brady Shea across, one timer, they score, and they tie it.
And that was Brendan Burke on MSG.
How many games have the Islanders had like this this year?
This year. How about last year, too, and the year before that? It's been three straight years of blowing leads, and it seems to get worse every single year. Now, obviously, they weren't going to make the playoffs even when they got the 2 points last night, but it's just, it's been their MO. I mean, it's like in their DNA that they can't hold on to a lead.
So they wound up losing this game 7-6 in overtime. So they're up two with a couple of minutes to go. They wound up losing by a goal. You would think that that was horrendous. Sure. If you're the Dallas Stars, it was even worse. They were up three goals with 1 minute left at home to the Canucks. The Canucks score one, two, and then get the third and tying goal. They played, I think the whole minute was 6-on-5.
Oh, it was.
And then they get the, with 5 seconds to go, they tie it. And then in overtime, the Canucks completed
it. Peronic near side had to take it off his skate. Stripped of the puck by Harley. Dumba check behind the net. Garland centers. They score. Kiefer Sherwood with a minute 16 to go in overtime. The Canucks complete the comeback.
Could you imagine? So I would think if your team's up by three, with 2 minutes to go, some people leave. And you get in your car and you find out you lost the game.
That has to be one of the worst losses in that franchise's history. It has to be.
Absolutely unbelievable. So the highlights are pretty good. I probably have more, but I must have deleted the file somehow. Rangers do play tonight. I know the Canadians won last night. Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know the Canadians won, so it's done.
And the Devils got lit up by the Bruins 7-2 last night.
Remember we were talking about Yeshiva and Lehman?
So I know Yeshiva lost the first game. What happened in the second game?
They won.
They did.
Good. They came back and won.
I wanted it because they lost the first game 7-6.
Yeah, they came back and won. I think it was like 9-4, so they're down 4-0, whatever it was. But they came back and won. So after they lost their 100th in a row, they finally broke that streak by winning the second game, which is what we talked about. So yes, doubleheader, everybody's happy.
Well, right. I mean, Lehman ends their losing streak and now starts a new one.
Yeah.
And Yeshiva ends their losing streak and now starts a winning streak.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You think they had announcers for that game?
No.
You don't think so?
I
feel like everybody streams everything now. I'll see if I can find something.
That is true. I mean, Rascona does like middle school hockey on a stream somewhere. So they probably do have Yeshiva
baseball.
It's
Islanders Junior League.
Oh, well, okay.
All right.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
All right. Like the Little League teams or like the Mets and
no,
stuff.
No, but I think they're like 17, 18-year-old kids. I don't think it's like 12-year-olds.
Oh, I thought it was 12.
I don't think so.
All right. Sorry, Rascona. I thought it was 12 and 13-year-olds, but whatever. But point being that there could be somebody that...
Did you hear he dropped out of high school?
I did. Mm. Yeah, I know. I was there. I actually watched it. I actually watched the drop myself with my own two eyes.
Did he just like say, I'm just not coming back?
No, he was talking about it for a while, and then all of a sudden he wasn't there.
He just decided on his own?
I was like, damn, he did it. And then I went home and I said, should I do it?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.